Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad you could join me today as we continue a message I began yesterday, How to Receive from the Lord. Basically, spiritual receptivity. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, unless the Holy Spirit prepares the heart of someone who's unsaved, they can't receive from the Lord because God has to prepare their heart. But the dynamics I'm addressing refers to what happens when we're Christians. How do we receive from the Lord? Well, beloved, there are two areas that will hinder or prevent us from receiving from God. First of all is sin, spiritual deafness. And the Word of God says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And so if He's not hearing us, He's married to the backslider. He'll bring us back. But is that possible for a child of God? Yes, we can get in situations, we can go through periods of time where we backslide, where we're not serving God, where we become lukewarm, and the danger in being lukewarm is that you continue to slide down that slippery slope. Let me give you some examples from the Word of God. These are there's one New Testament scripture I'll share with you, but this is describing the people of God. The prophet Jeremiah, in the 6th chapter, verse 10, says this, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they might hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken." Spiritual deafness, right? "Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them," whether it was the Torah or the prophetic word that came forth from Jeremiah. "Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." This was God's people. Another example, Ezekiel 12 and 2, another prophet. Prophets had a very hard job, probably in both Testaments. Anyway, Ezekiel 12 and 2, "Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house." You see how sin just simply blocks the communication from God. And a New Testament scripture, 2 Timothy 4:4. And these are referring, obviously, to believers. Paul is, you know, counseling Timothy. It says, "They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They will be drawn off by the enemy into deception, into foolishness." And so this is a possibility for any believer unless we desire with our whole heart to walk closely to the Lord. So spiritual deafness is one of the aspects how we wouldn't receive, and that basically the result is unbelief and sin, not believing the Word of God. And then also I already mentioned it, unbelief is the second big area. Sometimes Christians go through so many battles, and they've been tested and tried. And you know what's happening in the battles? The Lord's seeing what's in your heart. He's seeing how you are responding. Look at Job. When all that happened to him initially, what did he say? "The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But so often, sometimes we get impatient, we get frustrated, we get angry, and, well, the promises of God, they're just not working for me. So that's definitely unbelief of the Word of God. And then there's unbelief of the personal guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit in your life. Well, I just don't hear the Holy Spirit. He doesn't speak to me. I don't have what you were talking about on yesterday's broadcast. I don't experience that. Beloved, don't let unbelief rob you of that, because the Lord is more eager to communicate with us than we are to hear. Just think about it. Look at the Bibles we hold in our hands. That is a humongous, gigantic effort of the God of the universe trying to communicate with mankind. He spoke directly to Moses on the Mount. He spoke through his prophets. The prophets, holy men of old, wrote it down for our admonition and learning. Throughout the whole word, it is his word. This is his message to us. And yes, that's the holy, inspired word of God. We can't add to it. We better not take away from it. But then there's that gentle ministry of the Holy Spirit to us to each day in our daily lives. And don't feel that somehow you're too spiritually deaf to hear the Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am God. That's what God says. And if you just trust Him, if you say, Lord, I know you want to guide me. I know you want to speak to me. And you can rest in that and trust that He indeed will. And you will know of a fact. You'll see either through that still small voice or through impressions, and you will know, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. He'll even show you new ways to do stuff. You might be fussing, trying to fix something, and he'll show you what the right way to do it. That's the Holy Spirit, beloved. He's so wonderful. He's so powerful. He's so necessary in our lives. So if we're not receiving, it's due to spiritual deafness, generally due to sin, and then unbelief in terms of the written word of God or in terms of the ability of the Holy Spirit to get through to us. Beloved, He wants to do that. That's His greatest desire. Why wouldn't He? It's the devil trying to say, oh, you're so unimportant. You don't matter that much to God. He doesn't care that much about you. He's just interested in more mature spiritual saints of God. That is a lie, and I rebuke that lie. If any of you are feeling that way, I rebuke, Father, the work of the enemy in terms of unbelief, in terms of the Word of God, the promises of God, and also the ability of the Holy Spirit to lead. I rebuke the deception and lies of the enemy, and Father, I pray you're going to do a new thing in behalf of every listener, even if you're very, Lord, even if they're very familiar with what I've been sharing, that it will be a new dimension, a new richness in their walk in God and in their communication with the Lord. All right, so we've talked about what happens if we're not receiving. Now, let's talk about those who are receiving. Let's talk about those who have spiritual hearing. And you see, you get to that place if you get beyond the point I just shared with you, the spiritual deafness and unbelief. God wants to speak. There are those believers who hear, and He speaks in many ways. Let me just share a few verses. Proverbs 8:34. This is speaking of wisdom, which is Jesus, a personification of Him, if you will. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Well, what does that say? Someone's listening, right? But watching daily at the gates, at the doors, that shows an expectancy. So, beloved, you need to expect that God is going to lead you. And it could be one of the most wonderful experiences. He has a sense of humor. The Holy Spirit is just so delightful. And so I'm challenging you. Believe, be expectant. Use that scripture, okay? Lord, you said, blessed is the man that heareth me, because if they're expectant, if you're watching daily at the gates, if you're waiting at the posts, blessed, that man is blessed because he hears. Here's the Lord, okay? All right, we've looked at that scripture. And then Ecclesiastes 5:1, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Well, what's the sacrifice of fools? Well, they're not really hearing. They may be listening, but they're not hearing. And hearing with their spirit, they are listening. They're not doers of the word at all, because we are to hear the word of God. We're to grow thereby. Beloved, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And also, remember Jesus in Luke the 8th chapter, verse 15, he gave the parable of the sower. And I'm just going to reference that 15th verse, he's speaking of the seed of the word of God, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, they really heard it, not just with their ears, but heard it in their spirit, keep it, they do it, and bring forth fruit. And then he adds, with patience. See, you got to have patience. We can't expect an immediate harvest overnight. Well, in closing, I'd just like to share a couple things that someone has pointed out on receiving. There are seven things. To look is to receive with the eyes. To hear is to receive with the ears. To take is to receive with the hands, right? To taste is to receive with the mouth. You still with me? And to come is to receive with the feet. When Jesus says come, it doesn't mean necessarily we're our physical feet, but we are, our spirit is coming. But this is important. To trust means to receive with the heart. It's not a mental thing. It's a faith thing. It's a heart thing. And then finally, to choose is to receive with the will. That's what we do when we determine to follow the will of the Lord. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Praise God. Great scripture to end on. Anyway, beloved, I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you should email, I will always pray and confirm receipt. But if you would like a personal answer, and over the years, I just have files and files of testimony that people responded. It was just the word they needed to hear, whether it was scripture or prophetic word. It was God knows how to minister to his people. He speaks through the correspondence as well. Well, I love you. Thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,